kids, it's time to get some SML podcast all up in that.
I just want to, like, because I had the if I used my webcam, I got lights. Like, I picked up, like, where is...
Are you in the chat? You should be
in
the chat.
It's not... It just showed up for me.
You wiener.
I was sitting there. I was refreshing. Allegedly.
What's up, everyone? This is the SML Podcast, episode number 206. I am your host, Joe. I am joined, as usual, by Chris Huber. Chris, how are you doing?
That is wonderful. At my desk on my chair.
That's wonderful.
Listening to Joe.
Huh?
That's what I'm
doing. Heard my name. What?
I'm doing good.
Joe, what the fuck is this? I didn't pay attention in class. I saw you mentioning Starpoint Gemini on Twitter. By the way, it's Zeno, your favorite Bulgarian terror. Zeno's in the chat. Holy shit. I should have recognized that name. I really should have. Yeah. Zeno, we're about to pick a winner for our massive SML 200 giveaway. And, Mario was awesome enough to send us some copies of Starpoint Gemini Warlords to include in our massive, ridiculously valuable prize package.
It's a lot.
Over 50 developers, publishers, PR teams, whoever, over 50 groups have donated prizes to our contest.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, that code that's in that Skype window, it's already used. So don't try and use it. You'll be wasting your time.
Yeah, get rid of that. whatever, no one's watching.
It doesn't matter, like, it's not gonna work, like,
okay, he didn't tell me anything. Bah, fuck him. I'm glad we contributed. So yeah, to match the fact that we have over 50 people contributing prizes, we have over 50 emails,
god damn it,
of entries.
This is gonna take
to go
forever.
Over And that, here's how this is going to work. We haven't looked at these entries yet.
Any of them.
So chances are this is going to be a shit show. But I'm going to go in order of the emails as we got them. I'm going to read off the emails like usual. And then Chris and I, we will be keeping tabs of our favorites.
And yeah.
When all is said and done, we will dispute and discuss, and we will pick a winner live on this recording on Twitch or on this MP3 on Friday if you're listening that way.
Yeah.
But if you're in our Twitch stream, you get to hear it as it happens.
And we are going to cover some news first, I guess. Are we going to do that first?
I figure contest is coming first. People are here for the contest. So
yeah, but for the podcast, it would probably make a lot more sense to do the news first, because nobody wants to sit, like, everybody wants to hear what's going on news wise, and then they'll want to hear who wins. But most of them are probably going to end up skipping through a lot of the middle section.
All right, then
they're not going to want to hear us listen, you know, read through a bajillion emails.
All right, then I guess we will kick off with some news. Did you hear about what Nintendo's doing?
Nintendo's doing some cool ass shit, apparently.
Nintendo is releasing a mini NES Classic this November.
Yeah, November.
It is a mini NES. It is one of those plug and play style systems. So, like,
does it actually read cartridges?
No.
That's that I've already lost interest.
Dude, it's like the size of someone's hand.
So what?
It is a $60 item that includes the system, an HDMI cable, an AC adapter, as long as you don't live in the UK. Because the UK doesn't get an AC adapter. And one controller. And it includes 30 NES games pre-installed on this baby. So it's like one of those plug-and-play TV console things.
Yeah, they're just making their own.
Yeah. And the 30 games are mostly pretty great games.
They are. Balloon they are. Fight. They're good games.
Bubble Bobble. Castlevania. Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong Jr. Double Dragon 2, The Revenge. Dr. Mario. Excitebike. Final Fantasy. Galaga. Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius, Ice Climber, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mario Brothers, Mega Man 2, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Pac-Man, Punch-Out, Star Tropics, Super C, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3, Tecmo Bowl, The Legend of Zelda, and Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Goddamn Tecmo Bowl.
And Zeno says that RetroPie Linux on Raspberry Pi 3 beats the NES hands down, but it's cute.
It's adorable. It's a Nintendo licensed thing. You know that people that don't know any better or that are not that heavily into enthusiast type of alternatives, they're going to eat the shit up.
Yeah. And it's cheap. It's fairly affordable. $60 for 30 games and they're Nintendo games.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got an HDMI out. They're classic ports, so you could use a classic controller.
Yeah. And the best part is the controller that comes with it, the connector, works on a Wii controller.
Uh-huh.
So you can use those NES controllers on Wii and Wii U virtual console games.
Uh-huh. That's another important thing. Yeah,
especially
like because
it's a classic NES controller.
Yeah. So the funny thing is like, I know some people that aren't even interested in the little console itself. They just want to try and get more controllers so that they can use it on their nunchucks for the classic stuff on their virtual console.
Good news, those controllers will be sold separately for only $9.99.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Which is ridiculous.
Like $10
for an NES controller. Like that's I might want awesome. To pick up a spare one of those just to hang it from my mirror again. Because
dude,
I missed
right?
that about
Ten
my
bucks?
Van.
$10? That's so cheap now, dude.
And it's the classic controller, sharp corners and all.
I'm excited.
Yeah, for $60, I'm sure that'll be on my Christmas list.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there wants to get me a Christmas present, what's up, girl? How you doing?
How you doing? All of a sudden you get like five of them. Like what the fuck?
Oh my god, that'd be awesome. That is awesome.
What do I do with these?
So yeah, let us dive into some other news. Probably the biggest HD remake news to come out in years. Chex Quest is getting an HD remake.
Dude, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is real? This is actually happening.
Yes, Chex Quest, the Doom mod that was included in Chex Serial, is getting an HD remake. Because. That's the kind of news that I make sure to write down for this show. Only the best for you people.
Obviously, it's something that I want to know about, but why?
Like, I didn't see your reasoning.
Like who's developing? I hate that I'm
the guy who made the original.
So it's just the one dude that made this offshoot bullshit thing that they threw into Chex boxes. Was he approached to do it? Did he just say, like, hey, I've got this passion project, an HD remix of fucking Chex Quest? Like,
I tried reading the interview and I came out with more questions than I went in with.
What?
All I know is it's happening. It's a thing.
All right. Is it like console releases, PC releases? Do I care to ask what it's getting released on?
I'm guessing the third one.
The Tiger R Zone?
Oh, God, I hope so. Zeno says drugs can make people do weird things.
Yeah. Apparently, his checks were laced.
We need Zeno on the show again. He's funny.
Eventually.
Good stuff. Yeah.
We'll have to have a thing where, like, we'll just have a rotating guest spot for people that are in the Twitch chat.
Yeah, since I don't know where the hell Rez is. I think he died.
Just rotate it. We'll just make it somebody different all the time.
He died. Anyway, speaking of HD remakes, Capcom announced that Dead Rising, the original Dead Rising, is coming to Xbox One, PS4, and PC after trophies for the PS4 version appeared online.
PC port is interesting.
Yep.
PC port is very interesting because mods.
So and PS4, because the original Dead Rising has never left the Xbox.
It never left Xbox. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and on top of that, Dead Rising 2 and Dead Rising 2 Off the Record are also going to be coming to Xbox One and PS4.
Do I smell a bundle?
I hope so. If that's they sell the three of them together for $60, that's a good value.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'd buy that all day, every day.
Or they could be cooler and make it like 50 or 40. Or
they could be cooler and just give it away with Games with Gold.
Probably not.
Merry Christmas, fuckers. Have them all.
But when those Dead Rising trophies appeared for the PS4 version, another game had trophies pop up as well. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. And while Capcom confirmed that, hey, yeah, this game is happening and some other games are happening, we haven't heard anything about these Ultimate Alliance trophies show up. So we don't know if the first game is coming, if both of them are coming, if it's going to hit multiple platforms. Who knows? But
I would love to see Ultimate Alliance get an HD remake.
Same
honestly.
Here. Those were great games. And
yeah,
I kind of figured
really good games.
I kind of figured that those were lost to licensing for the rest of time.
Yeah.
But who knows? It's cool stuff. Pokemon Go released in Canada. The servers exploded, clearly.
Well, I mean, servers exploding for Pokemon Go is rarely news anymore.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. That's just what they do.
You would probably enjoy listening to the Ninja Pizza Girl interview that came out earlier this week.
Talking a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah. We mentioned that people die in America playing Pokemon Go by walking into traffic, and people die in Australia playing Pokemon Go by just wandering into the woods and never...
by hunting for Pokemon. Yeah.
Like, they just wander in the woods and disappear.
Yep.
Like, it's a whole different world. Like, yeah, they had a good life. It was good enough. Yeah. Don't bother an looking for them. You'll disappear too.
The crazy abyss of... Yeah, I could see it.
That was a fun episode. You guys, if you're listening to this, the MP3 of this, you should go back and listen to the episode from Wednesday. Traveling via podcast.
Do it.
Dying while playing Pokemon Go is just a part of natural selection.
I'll second that. I'll absolutely second that. I think if you die playing Pokemon Go, then maybe you're dumb and you deserve to die. I don't know.
Oh, and then
Xylo God, there's a Pidgey over there.
Xylo
Never
Freak
mind the oncoming
Jake's join the Twitch chat. We're getting a party going on in Twitch chat today.
That's because everybody wants to hear about the.
Yeah, everyone's here for the contest. So instead of the contest, we're going to talk about some more news.
Yeah.
Gravity Rush 2 is going to hit the PlayStation 4 December 2nd. So I'm excited for that.
Cool.
And then Rise of the Tomb Raider is going to be hitting the PS4 on October 11th, and it will include all the previously released DLC for $59.99. People are bitching about the price, but then, hey, you get all the DLC included. There's no season pass, no extra
stuff. Wait, who's bitching about the price?
People. The internet, because the internet bitches about everything.
Dude, they're getting everything. Fuck them. They're getting everything.
Plus, the game will include a new Blood Ties chapter and Laura's Nightmare DLC. It will include co-op support for Endurance Mode, a new Extreme Survivor difficulty that has no checkpoints.
Oh my god.
New skins of classic Lara Croft models and PlayStation VR support for Blood Ties DLC.
Dude, and they're bitching about that? Fuck them.
Yeah. On the bright side, Xbox and PC gamers will not miss out because season pass holders on Xbox and PC will get all that new content minus the PlayStation VR support for free.
Mm.
And if you're not a season pass holder, you could grab it for $10.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So the PlayStation universe can finally enjoy some Rise of the Tomb Raider in October.
Yeah, that was a good game. It was a really good game.
It was. And then the last bit of news that I have is that the Xbox One S is officially releasing August 2nd.
Oh, that's soon.
Yeah. And if that's a bit too soon for you and you want to wait, you know, until maybe October, October 7th, the Gears of War 4 2TB Xbox One S limited edition console will be releasing for $449.99, and it includes the Ultimate Edition download of Gears of War 4.
That's cool. 2TB. That's big.
2 TB.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, good stuff. Oh, Jake, he didn't enter the contest. Oh, no. Jakes, you could have won so much shit. So much shit.
Dude, there's a lot of stuff.
So much I wonder stuff. If he just missed out on all the tweets I sent over the past month.
Oh. sick burn.
Well, sick given burn. How long it's going to take to read all the entries, I'm sure one could sneak in.
That is true. That is very true.
Technically, we cut off entries, but there's a lot of fucking entries to go through.
So. Yeah, there's so many.
Yeah. Did you have any news to talk about, Chris?
There was a new character for Overwatch that came out today.
Do tell.
Her name is Anna. She is actually Pharaoh's mom. She's she was part of like the original Overwatch crew. She is a support sniper, which I thought that was kind of neat. A lot like her bullets essentially do damage over time, so they're almost more like a poisoning gas kind of thing. But you can actually heal your teammates by shooting them, which is weird. So it's essentially like you're shooting syringes at them and then shooting bullets at your enemies, but all in the same gun.
I'm dying. Help me. Okay, let me shoot you in the fucking face.
Basically, the gameplay is really neat. Like, just the fact that you're shooting your teammates is just, it's cool. So you could just keep firing off bullets at anybody that you see, and it's going to make a difference. You know what I mean? So, like, even for simplistic healers, you could just be like, I'm going to shoot this person, and then I'm going to shoot that person, and then I'm going to shoot that person.
Like, nice.
She also has like a sleeping like bomb, kind of like poison gas bomb thing. It's cool. It's neat. You could just like you toss it down and it instantly like knocks the person down to the ground and they just start sleeping. Or Diva ends up like her mech goes to sleep, but obviously she's not asleep, so she's just like banging on the mech, like trying to figure out why it's not working. it's just like little stuff like that that I think is really cool.
Nice.
I didn't look at any of the extra skins or anything for her, but there were some other patch notes. Like, they fixed Diva. Diva's fucking awesome now. Like, her defense matrix isn't like a cooldown thing, so you could just it's a turn on, turn off thing. And there's just like a limited amount of resource that you can use for it that recharges as you like leave it. Kind of like Reinhardt's shield. It's similar to that now. Her ult doesn't kill her anymore. So now you could just like, let's say you just jump out of your vehicle and it goes to blow up. Before, you had to run away so that it didn't blow you up with it, but now it doesn't do that.
Nice.
And instead of it taking 4 seconds to happen, it would take three. It takes 3 seconds. So they dropped some of that stuff down. So they're like, they buffed Diva really nicely, and Diva's fucking awesome now.
Well, do you have any other news to talk about?
Aside from that, that's about it that I know of.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to not make people wait anymore.
You guys are going to hate this.
This is going to take a long time.
This is going to be hours of just reading S something, M something, L something.
We have 52 emails.
You fucking sneaky bastards.
52. To be fair, a bunch of them are, I could see that there's a bunch that are just like single word or like single saying entries.
Okay, so that's all right.
So that'll help speed things up a bit. But yeah, I hope. 52 entries. 52. And I'm going to put them on the Twitch stream just so I could have chat visible in one window and all the entries visible in the other.
Oh my God.
So yeah, let us start off with Zach Lyons, because of course he would send us the first email.
Of course he would.
Hey there, chaps. Congratulations on hitting the big 200. That's really incredible. I'm all caught up on the backlog of episodes at long last and look forward to hearing the big milestone episode. So let's get right into it. I've got a few contest entries to share. Swearing much loud, because you swear often and usually loudly. And that's fucking bullshit, Zach. Still mostly learning, because let's face it, you're just figuring all this shit out as you go. It's true. Yeah,
it's fair, but it's not what I want to be represented as.
True. Seriously, mainly losers, because I mean, look at you guys. I kind of like that one.
Also true, but we're also trying to like steer clear of the self-deprecating thing.
Oh no, we're trying to steer clear of the vulgar stuff. I'm fine with us being self-deprecating.
No.
And then, oh, this might be a good one. So much light, so much loot.
So much loot?
Yep.
All right. I can get behind that.
Yeah. And then one for the joke bin, softly making love. You can't hide your true self from me. Softly. I see all. So that's Zach. So I wrote down, seriously, mainly losers and so much loot. I think so much loot might be a contender.
I like so much loot.
Next one is from John Powers. Hello, here's my idea. Super sophisticated magnality lyceum. Honestly, these words don't make a lot of sense together, but wanted to try for the weirdest one.
Okay.
I'll give you that. Fair. Thanks, John.
It's the weirdest so far.
Next is from Nick Simpson. He says, still might listen.
Still might listen.
I'll jot that one down. Still might listen. Nick. Stuck my landing. Oh, this is a good one. Stupid men laughing. Because we...
I can't say it's wrong. Because yeah. It's not wrong.
And then stupid moron lunacy. Nice.
Pretty much a play on the same thing.
True. Next one is from Casual Chaotix. Hey guys, heard the SML currently stands for someone might listen. So I figured my first suggestion for the new name could be a twist on the current one. So many listeners or so many listening?
That's actually not that bad of an idea. Like, because even if you did so many listeners, it could be literal or, you know, for now, it could be, why can't I think of the word right now? Jesus Christ. I just brain farted so hard. Jesus Christ, this is horrible.
Nice.
Oh, why can't I think of the word? Help me out here.
I don't know.
Oh my God. This is horrible.
Of course, with so many prizes to be won in this prize pack, I can't just suggest one name. I figure I'd suggest more. Okay, not 100 names, but here are a few others. Super Mega Legends. The something meaningful like this podcast.
Okay, I thought that was funny.
Steaming Magnificent Linguini. A new logo could be some linguini that's in the shape of SML.
That would be hilarious.
Smith Mountain actually. Lake. I got this one from Google. Okay, that's not an entry. I accidentally typed it here instead of on Google. I couldn't think of any more, but hopefully there's one or two in there that you guys like.
I like the play on what we already have with the so many listeners. Like,
okay, well, again, that's our third email. We have 48 to go.
I'm putting it down.
Okay. I like how Zeno in chat says sick maniacs lounge, but we didn't get that emailed to us. So what are you going to do?
Shit.
Nick Simpson sends in a couple more. He says, smells manly lately.
God damn it. And,
still missing listeners.
See, I like that. That's fine. Still listeners.
I like that one. That's pretty good.
Wait, is that Nick again?
Yeah.
All right.
Next is from In-Game Instincts. So many listeners, so that's...
Oh, no!
We're starting to get repeats. Good okay. minds think alike. And then Jake's, so many listeners, why didn't I think of that in chat? Next one is from Eric Trill. Here are my entries for the SML 200 contest. Social media lads. So many levels. Save my level. Social media life. Super mega laughs. So many laughs. Smart men loitering.
Smart men loitering. I like that. I like that a lot, actually. I'm putting that down. I like that.
You could tell when we find a good one because we just go silent for a couple of seconds.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Social maturity level. Someone might laugh. That's a pretty good one. They won't, but so much lag, so much loot, so many losses. Shit might leak.
Shit might leak is also like
that could be a good one for like a runner up category. Shit might.
You know, actually, what we should be doing too, we should be having like different segments within the show. So that one could be like, shit might leak could be if there was something leaked and we have news to report on. Like this week and shit might leak.
Nice.
That'd be funny. I like that.
Next one is from Chrissy, who says, my suggestion is show much love because you guys show love to the games and developers in your podcasts. That's a good one.
That's very sweet.
Next up from Rich Durham. All right, Joe, just remember you asked for this. So much lasagna. Sassy okay. man love. Single malt liquor. Satisfying my lust. Sony meat locker.
Ew.
Sega master love. Sega my life. So many levels. Solitary man life. Sexy Mega Man lingerie. Sexy Master Link. Super Mario and Luigi. Shale might listen.
That's a good one. I like that.
Shoddy machine language. Sloppy male listeners. Steam makes love. Sit and make lunch. And Steam is my lover. That's for now. Cheerio.
Shale might listen.
All right. And now I believe we're going to get into the string of Sean Stone joke entries.
Oh, nice. I'm so excited.
Send me lunch. I mean, maybe that's an entry. Maybe I'm just hungry. Titled contest. Next one titled more contest. Such manly laughs. Spam my landlord. Scent may linger.
Scent may linger.
I'm writing that. Send me everyone.
I like that. That's funny. God damn it. Send
me linger. Oh, god damn it.
We're so professional.
The Xylo freak. Shit may leak is not good enough to win, but good enough to get second place. Dookie. Next one. Even more contested from Sean Stone.
Yes.
60 megasecond lag. Millisecond lag. Sorry.
60 milliseconds.
Mortal contest. Say, m'lady.
God, no.
Go on, say it, then I'll send my love.
Fuck.
God damn it, Sean. Contester Ferdinander. You guys are like ogres. So many layers. God damn it.
Ow. No.
Next from Curtis Meacham, Sync My Life.
Like
S-Y-N-C.
Okay, S-Y-N-C. That makes sense.
Good tech joke there. Next one is from Drone.
Actually, I'm going to write that out quick.
Yeah, next email is from Drone that says, some mundane losers.
Also true.
Yes. Stuff men like. I kind of like that one.
Yeah, but we only really, we don't talk about everything that men like.
True. Plus women like our dumb shit too. Like
true.
A couple of them. Show me loins. Shared mutual lament.
I like that.
And Super Mutant League.
Super Mutant League podcast.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden we only play Mutant League football and Mutant League hockey for the rest of eternity.
And then we get a cease and desist from Sega.
That would, ugh.
Sega might lawyer up.
Sony might lawyer up.
Yeah. Next is from Nick Simpson again, who says, silly men laughing, still making love,
still.
So many losers, should make love, and sad men listening.
See, I still think the whole, like, using men as the middle thing, I still like smart men loitering more. Because at least that, you know, doesn't come across as, like, we hate each other. You know, we hate ourselves. I just don't want it to sound like that.
More contest from Sean Stone.
Yes.
Shoot my laser. God. Uneaten Lake writes in with sensual man labia.
Ew. 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 Oh.
Oh, God.
I don't want one of those, no.
Daniel N. writes in. He has a nice handful here. He says, streaming more lately. Very true.
That is very true.
Secure my line. Smart minds listen. Ooh. I'm going to write that one down. Daniel N. Shock more listeners, sticky moist lobes. Oh, God.
No.
Predator whining at me. Sick-minded listeners, sink more listeners, stuff my lobes, share my language, sink my language, sink my laments, share my lamenting, swing my lasso.
Yeehaw! It's high noon.
Share my leftovers, sadistic-minded listeners, sadomasochistic listeners, stick my landing, sexy masculine lads. Yeah, but I'm neither.
Well, they don't know that.
Oh, they all know that. Super magnificent legendary, shout mouthily lunacy, is it?
Shout yeah. Many?
Shout mouthily lunacy.
Mouthily?
Shoot many lemmings. Share many libations. And sharing my likings.
It's quite a bit.
Yes. Next is from Snuffbox Not Tellin'. Hey guys, my submission is... Oh, Jesus Christ. Screaming menstruation love.
Screaming.
Just kidding.
It's not enjoyable at all.
My real submission is streaming men live.
And that also does not sound that great. It gives people the wrong impression.
Oh, man. Michael Cheng writes in, hey, Joe, you asked me to enter. I guess why not? SML, Special Moments Live, or Special Moments Live, either one. So much laughter. Sexy men libido, search me later, several million likes.
Several million.
Six more listens.
Yes!
Oh my that's god, a, I'm that, writing that one down.
Six that's a good one.
More
six listens. More listeners.
Several minutes later, et cetera, et cetera. Mix and match if you want.
Actually, several minutes later. Because these things are long as fuck.
I'm sure someone is bound to have a good name, so I'm not too worried. Good luck. Memories of Final. Thank you, Memories of Final, Michael Cheng. Now I know your real name. Next email is from Jessica McNeil. Selling male lube.
Ew.
Salty man love.
Now.
Shit might last. And sounds might maybe. Leer.
Shit might last.
Next email is from Mary Bove, my sister, who writes in, seek more logic. There you go.
That's not bad. That's not bad. It's unique. We haven't heard that one yet.
I know.
Thank God.
Well, write it down.
The
next email is from Jordan Phipps. Well, Joe, before I forget, I should submit an entry for your contest. In this case, SML to me means send me loot, as in those epic prizes you are giving away. Nice.
See, I do. See, it's tough because so much loot and send me loot. It's really close.
Yeah, but if it's sent, if we're the Send Me Loot podcast, that means we're asking you to send us loot. Which, yes, send us loot.
Yeah, send us loot.
Next
email. I don't see the downfall for that one.
Next email is from Ryan Underwood, our fighting game correspondent, who says, small but mighty luchadors.
That's how they all are.
So many Leviathans.
Yes.
Such miserable lowlifes.
Boo.
And such murderous llamas.
God damn it.
Next email is from NikkiBaby19. I think we're going to have a string of hers next. And I think she's hanging out in chat as well. Not sure if she's still there, but I saw her name earlier. Support magic lamps.
Support them.
Yes. Next email from her is smelly milk lumps.
Ew.
Next email again from her is slowly making lunch.
See, but like, I feel like lunch is one of those meals that you just have to make quickly.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a good one. Next from Nikki Baby, scoring more laughs.
Yeah, I like that. That you hear a long pause.
Yeah. And some clicking on your end.
Click, 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 click. The mechanical keyboard. Yeah. Here. You want some more of this?
Oh, God, yes. Put the microphone closer.
All right, hold on.
Oh, so mechanical.
I love my keyboard.
So mechanical. Lovely.
If anybody in chat wonders, it's they're cherry blue switches, which are, I feel like, they're the loudest of all mechanical keys.
Hey, look, Nikki is in the chat. I was right. Yay, I win. Next
gross,
email again from her is slapping men loudly, which we don't slap each other.
No, not anymore.
Next email from Patrick Hawkinson. This is the only entry you'll get from me because if you think about it, it's the only logical choice. So much loot. You're giving away over $1,000 of prizes, loot. You do unboxing videos of collector's editions of games with bonus collectible limited loot. You talk about games, and the one thing almost any game of any genre on any platform has in common is the quest for loot, whether it's armor, weapons, collectibles, coins, points, achievements, or trophies. It can all be filled as loot. There's tons of loot in your office. Ha! Office.
Ha!
This is my office. Living room. Finally, having office. A name like So Much Loot gives you more excuse to get more loot from developers and publishers for contests and giveaways and also unboxings.
Yeah, so much loot. So much loot. But then now what do we do when we have multiples?
I know. I don't know.
What do we do?
Anyway, more entries from Nikki. So many listeners, which Was that? Yeah, we got that one from Casual Chaotix. Seeking more leisure, strippers make loot.
Strippers do make loot, actually.
They do. Slippery they make stupid maroon loot. Log.
Wait, what was that last one?
Slippery maroon log.
So specific.
The poop of someone who needs to see a doctor.
Oh, God damn it.
Someone might like. Oh, I like that one. Someone.
I still think like slippery maroon log is like one of the funniest ones that I've heard yet, because there's so. Like, slippery doesn't get used often. Maroon definitely fucking doesn't. Like,
show me listeners or show me likes in the voice of Louis Anderson from when he hosted Family Feud. Hope you're at least old enough to know this was a thing.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. He was my favorite host, actually.
Show me likes.
Show me listeners.
Someone in chat asks our thoughts on Final Fantasy 15. Looks cool. I'd rather get Final Fantasy 12 over to Xbox One. That's my thoughts.
Would you?
Yeah. Continuing on from her email, slow moving lag, shark monkey Lionado. They should make it into a movie.
Lionado.
Imagine the sounds that thing would make as it passes through town. Thanks for the chance. What an awesome contest. Gets people thinking. As you can see from the above entries, my brain is probably a potato. I'm a new listener. Glad I found y'all. I listened to the latest podcast, and it was entertaining as well as informative. I liked the interview with Michael Haas. It made me hate developers a little less, knowing that to patch a game, it's out of their hands. I even liked the Pokemon Go discussion. Still not going to play it, though. Anyway, thanks again for the chance, Nicole. Well, thank you for emailing us, Nicole. It is good to have a new listener come in and join the party. And you're in chat, so that's even better.
Active.
Indeed.
Active listeners.
All right, next email is from Alan Bish. Yo, Joe, it's Waylon. Here's my suggestions for the SML contest. The Social Media Losers Podcast. The Slick Mother Lovers Podcast.
Yo, how come nobody put that before?
The So Much Listening Podcast and the Super Mega Lulz Podcast.
Oh, you fuck hate lulz.
You
hate lulz.
Good luck finding a winner.
If you if you guys haven't noticed yet, if you're in Twitch chat and you attempt to try, if you attempt to try and type LOL, it will block it.
Yeah, it's censored. I hate LOL so much.
Like, there's so many people that are just like, well, I'm not typing anything wrong. Like, what is going on?
I don't think people will ever get that. And the best is when people like text me, LOL. I'm like, really? Like, you, if you're texting me, you know, I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. I specifically try and switch to haha.
I know.
When I text you.
Haha. That's a laugh. LOL is not a laugh. It's LOL.
Yeah, see, now they're just going to type it out.
I know.
If I'm a loophole.
Or L-O-L. See, I like haha. I use haha. I'm always, because H-A is just so much easier to type.
It's true. You didn't laugh when you typed that, Joe. I don't feel like that was sincere.
Oh, man. Next email, because we still have like 20.
A million.
Matt Spears. This is difficult, I'll admit. However, I'm going with showing more love. The reason behind it is the fact I feel the podcast is evolving, gaining more exposure and appreciation, thus people showing more love for the podcast. And with the insane number of prizes, you're doing the same for your listeners as well. I'm not going to lie, Maze Dude, Someone Must Listen is really good, and wouldn't be surprised if that one got picked. Anyway, that's my 2 cents, Matt Spears. That's a pretty good one, showing
good
more
one.
Love.
Yeah.
Next one is from CJ Greenwood. Sometimes mistakes Laurel.
Laurel?
Someone must leave. Hey, Pappy already did. Sadly Mistaken League.
Sadly Mistaken League of Legends.
Oh, God, they could put a hashtag before LOL and it works. Fuck.
That's hysterical.
God damn it.
Are you really going to sit through and just like, dash LOL is banned. Hashtag LOL is banned.
I should.
Really good.
I'm going to spend like 12 hours just thinking of every variation of LOL imaginable.
Oh, that's horrible.
Next email. We knew this had to happen. Eternal Rage has entered the contest.
Of course.
Cole writes in, "Whoo, this was a tough prompt, and I've spent this entire time trying to come up with something good. I didn't think I did, but before we get to my ho-hum entries, I'd like to tell a little story first." Oh. "I was explaining to a friend of mine how your podcast works in about the 200th episode contest. I explained that SML stood for somebody might listen, but now that you'd hit 200 episodes, obviously someone was listening, like me, and it was time to change things up. I did this, however, without explaining the history of the show's co-hosts and current name. After I finished explaining the contest, my friend said, 'You need to come up with something SML stands for. How about somebody might leave?' Be an appropriate place for the fail fish emote." Oh, Pappy, he left. No. Okay, so now here's my list. I'm taking the throw spaghetti at a wall and hope it sticks approach.
There's nothing wrong with that. I respect that.
Showing media love. Something might load.
Something might load.
It's might possible. Not. It might happen.
It Silly, might not.
Mediocre linguists.
Ooh. Ooh. I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
I'm going to jot that one down.
Yeah.
Silly, mediocre linguists.
See, sometimes throwing spaghetti helps.
Indeed. Spaghetti might linger. No.
Spaghetti might linger. We're done.
Someone's mighty lucky. So much love in strangely magical language. Congrats again on hitting 200 episodes, and here's to seeing y'all hit 200 more. Unless
yeah.
we die.
unless we die.
Next is from BG666, who writes in, "Suck my love." Nice. I think they sent in a few here.
Suck my love pump?
Yeah, their next one is "Screw my life."
God damn it.
Next one from them is "Superbly made laughs."
I would not say that we are superb.
No, not at all. And then "Xylo Freak shooting my load." God damn you. See, you should have emailed
that. Yeah, those
are
like the obvious ones.
Yeah. Next one from BG666, "Sweaty Mr. Leguizamo." That's a good second place entry.
That was probably the one that made me laugh the hardest so far. That's so random.
I'm writing that one down. "Sweaty Mr. Leguizamo." Erin Rinker, she's joined us before. She sends in three of them that says it should stand for "Some Magic Loot," "Swifty Man Love," or "Steamed Moldy Lettuce."
Steamed Moldy Lettuce. Is it because I'm vegan? Is that why?
Clearly. Some more from Jessica McNeil, who writes in, "Super Mega Lame," which we are.
Yeah.
"Salty Meat Lumps." "Several Manly Lads."
Several.
"Sassy Macho Ladies," which, yeah, that's fairly accurate for us.
Also fairly accurate.
And then "Shooters Made Lame," maybe because we hate Call of Duty. Another one from BG666, who says, "Sexy Maniacal Leprechaun."
Sexy Maniacal Leprechaun. Okay.
Oh my God. Nick Nunn. Hey, Nick writes in, says, "Subliminal Message Losers." Subliminal Message Lousers.
Lousers?
Louses, sorry, louses.
Louses.
Sentimental mind laborers.
Dude, hold on, I like that. Hold on.
Sentimental mind laborers. Let's see.
Sentimental mind laborers.
Surreal match lovers. Sounds much louder. So many listeners, some men's logic, subliminal musing lectures, silly muse logs, and stupid muse logs.
What was the name for that one?
Nick Nunn.
Okay.
And next is from Maze Dude, Christopher Getman, who says, someone must listen, as he said on our show. Official entry submitted, now gimme dem prizes. Next is from Sean Sigurdsson. He has a handful here. Hi, I'm pretty late with my entries, but here they are. Serious Midnight Logic, Serious Mental Logic, Severe Midnight Logic, Severe Mental Logic.
There's so many.
Serious Midnight Laughter, Serious Mind Levels, Some Maintain Laughter. I like that one.
Some Maintain Laughter. Okay.
Several Minor Levels, Super Member League, Some Merely Lazy, Stand By, More Laughter.
That's not bad either, actually.
I'm going to jot that one down. Oh, let's see, Sean. I'm going to put Some Maintain Laughter.
I like the Stand By. I thought that was cool. Because nobody's been thinking about attempting to make a legitimate sentence or phrase out of it. Because that's a full, complete thought.
Stand By, More Laughter podcast.
Yeah, I like that.
Standard Monthly Logic, Seek Multiplayer Lessons, Seek Multiplayer Levels, Seeking Mutual Levels, Seeking Mutual Lives, Strangers Might Leave, which happens in our chat weekly.
All of the time.
Saturday Might Live. Saucy Muscle Legs, Select Minor Levels, Some Might Learn, Some Members Late, Some Messages Loading, Some Mindful Logic, Some Mistakes Lately.
I like Some Mistakes Lately.
Next email from Jacob Frey, Special Moves List.
Ooh, that's cool. I like that. Because that's a tie into like fighting games and stuff. That's sweet. I like that.
He has another email. Serenade my lethargy.
So what?
Send more listeners. Jacob Garner is sending in an entry, and he had to attach his as a document. But stupid men laughing. Oh, God damn it.
Stupid men laughing.
That's a really good one.
Did that not come up before? I thought that came up before.
I think we've had variations close to it, but stupid men laughing, I think, is a new one overall.
Okay.
Shitty MMOs lagging. Shitty mediocre legendary new grading system. Savage manly lemurs. Sonic means lousy.
That's you.
Sorry,
you're
Mega
throwing
Man
stones,
loses.
Man.
Sorry, Mega Man fans lose again. Smash Mario and Luigi. Sexy man tits leaking.
Ew.
SNK makes legends. Snarky mortal lineup. Soda, Mew, Love Shockers, Jet Set Radio, Shepherd, Miranda, Liara, Mass Effect, Love Triangle, Sexy Maze Dude Lingerie.
Oh.
Oh, this could have been a good one if only, like, Rez were a part of this still. Sexy MagFest Lumberjacks.
See, I'm not a lumberjack, though. Yeah. If I was a lumberjack, then that would make sense.
Superman 64 Massacres Levels. Smash Mouth Lives.
No! God damn it, no!
Smash.
No, don't write that down. Why?
Systems, why would you do that? Media, and Laughs.
That's kind of neat. I like that.
And then Nikki with one more, probably too late, but here's another super classy entry. Size matters lengthwise.
Listen, it only matters a little bit It's the motion of the ocean.
Oh, and then Xylofreak just snuck one in. Can I sneak one in there? Speaking men live.
We are speaking men live.
Indeed. So that is all the emails.
Done. Is, we're done. No more.
That is all of them. And now we're not going to pick a winner.
You don't get anything.
Now we got to pick a winner. We got to do this.
All right.
Let's see. Some of the ones I have.
I tell you what, man, like so much loot is probably my favorite, but we have a tie.
We've got that one so many times.
I do like this. I like Stand by More Laughter. That's kind of cool.
Smart Minds Listen was good. Still Might Listen, I enjoyed.
Smart Men Loitering.
Yeah, Smart Men.
I don't know why I like that one so much. Like,
Ashley pointed Stand By More Laughter. I liked Six More Listens.
Yeah, but like that. I want something that we can actually like stick with. I don't want to have this contest like every fucking year or 2 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it's only been 3 years since we did the entry.
Only.
Still, I liked Still Missing Listeners. I thought that was a good one, too.
Yeah, Still Missing Listeners is a good one.
And that fits with our self-deprecation theme that we've had. Scoring More Laughs was pretty good. Someone Might Like. This is tough.
I know, right? It's always tough. And we gotta Several minutes later, person. I liked a lot. Since these are so fucking long.
Yeah.
Several minutes later. Not just some. Several. And it was very unique. Like, I don't think anybody else sent one in that was similar to it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find one that's like, that really stuck out as something that nobody else was really coming close to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I really like the Stand By More Laughter, the special moves list one. I thought that was kind of cool. Sentimental mind laborers.
Jake says, well, according to Twitch, there are 7 viewers watching and one of them is SML Podcast. That means there are 6 more listeners.
Not true, because I'm in it too. So there's 5. There's only 5.
Yeah, I see 5 actual listeners, because Chris doesn't count.
I don't count.
That was close, though. I did like the effort there.
It's almost accurate.
Look on the bright side. If you pick Speaking Men Live, you no longer have to put SML Podcast Live anymore.
Yes, that's very true. Speaking Men Live, it would just be the Speaking Men Live podcast. That's it. Done.
Let's see. Silly Mediocre Linguists. We could pass on that. I really like 6 More Listeners.
I don't want to go with something that, like, I don't know.
Smash Mouth Lives is clearly the
fuck one. No. God, no. God, no. I'm putting in my resignation right now.
Sent May Linger. Smart Mind. I liked Smart Minds Listen. Shit Might Leak.
Shit Might Leak.
Still Might Listen. Stupid Men Laughing. God, there are too many good ones here.
Suggestion.
What's your suggestion?
Zach, what is your suggestion?
Zach, have you been listening? Have you heard all of them?
What is your suggestion? I'm open. Well, there's a delay in Twitch chat, so it's...
3 of us said So Much Loot. Yeah, but you were the first, so that would mean you get all the prizes. And it's like the contest has so much loot, but we don't always have stuff to give away. That's my only issue with that one, is that we don't always have tons of giveaways.
Yeah, this is like a very special case kind of thing. I don't know. This is tough.
Scoring more laughs. Oh my God.
I did write down scoring more laughs. I had that one down.
Zach, I don't play Rock Band.
I don't play Rock. I don't want the $200 prize.
Another one Nikki wrote down was Someone Might Like, and I did enjoy that one.
Someone might like. We don't have a ton of giveaways. It'll be like a code or two here and there, but that's... Yeah.
I mean, it's eased up quite a bit just because so many companies are weary to send out tons of codes anymore because so many are being, like, resold like dickheads. So I'm never trying to push for a lot of giveaways anymore just because I know how shitty some people out there can be with getting codes and then selling them or putting them on eBay. Like, I've reported a bunch of people to eBay, so... Man, this sucks.
I would like to try and stick with something that would have longevity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my main thing that I would like to try and go into. Or at least try and take into consideration with whatever we select.
So
if it's something that would work for...
Let's try getting together a list of some of our absolute favorites. Stand By More Laughter is probably on the list.
Yeah, I like that one.
Someone Might Like. I really like that one.
I have that one too.
I really like Six More Listeners.
I'd like to try and steer clear of that.
I know. Still Might Listen was a good one.
Scoring More Laughs wasn't bad. Because at least, like, scoring kind of implies the whole playing a game thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how funny we are, but...
I think I could get behind that one.
Scoring More Laughs?
Yeah. Because the scoring does have a good video game vibe to it. And we're always trying to score laughs on this show.
Nikki did say scoring is awesome.
It's also her entry.
Oh, well, God damn it. That's why. But scoring is awesome.
Scoring is awesome. I think I might be okay giving it to Scoring More Laughs.
I like I said, I kind of like the play on scoring because it's, you know, it's gaming related, but it implies playing a game, so it's relevant. And then, yeah, I would suppose that we do try and be funny from time to time, so it might not be all the time, but we try.
Yeah. Sufficiently mediocre lads. God damn it, Zach. Oh, what do you think, Chris? Are you down with scoring more laughs?
It's tough. Dude, I don't want, like, it's so tough to just have to commit to this, like, 100% out of nowhere.
I think that one and Someone Might Like, she sent two really good ones.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Scoring More Laughs?
Sure.
Guess what? We are the Scoring More Laughs podcast.
Hey, because let's be honest.
219. Hanging out in our chat, you just won a shitload of prizes.
That's a lot of shit, dude.
That is a lot of shit. I will say you're not getting the second place entry though with Slippery Maroon Log though, because
dude, Slipper, like, see, and that's the thing. Like, she had other ones. I feel like other ones that she had that she submitted were ones that made me laugh the hardest as well.
She says, I love shit.
Yeah, apparently.
So, yeah, let's find a second place runner up. I think this is where we could pick the stupidest one or the funniest one. I kind of want to go with Sweaty Mr. Leguizamo.
Oh my god, yeah. That was probably the funniest, honestly.
So
my initial reaction was ridiculous, so yeah.
So Sweaty Mr. Leguizamo from BG666 is going to get our second place prize package. We're gonna give away some random prizes to other people who have sent in entries. Don't know who's getting what. We're just going to send random stuff. And Nikki, keep in mind that if there's stuff in the prize package you won't use, you know for a fact you're not going to use, feel free to let us know and we'll just give them out to other people. Because I know some of the games there have multiple copies or multiple systems, and I'm sure there's stuff that whoever won the prize package won't win everything or won't be able to use everything. So the more we get to spread out to everyone else, the better for everyone. But yeah, holy shit, what a fun contest.
Dude, there was so many entries.
So we are the Scoring More Laughs podcast. So what does the SML stand for? Scoring More Laughs.
So that is officially what SML stands for anymore.
Yes.
So if you ask, that's the answer that you get, and that's it. That's all you get.
I mean, the original meaning will still stand forever because someone might listen. But
yeah.
We're trying to score more laughs.
We're trying to score more laughs.
Jakes, I didn't enter, but I'll take any platformers. Oh, man. Now the big thing is, Nikki, you got to stick around and be a listener for a while.
Yeah.
You got to hang out and stick around and be a part of the show.
Chillax.
Indeed.
Chill out, Max.
So, speaking of being part of the show, we have more games to review now that we just spent how much time handling a contest.
We have a ton.
Oh my god, we have so much to review. Let us start off with Neo Turf Masters for iOS and Android. We had our friend Jacob Garner handle this one. Zach with, I can't believe how much swag is in the prize pack.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, me neither. I can't believe how much shit we got to give away.
It's a lot of stuff.
But yeah, Neo Turf Masters, originally developed by SNK Playmore, published on mobile by .emu, released on iOS and Android June 30th for $2.99. Jacob writes in, Neo Turf Masters is a port of an SNK arcade Neo Geo game from the mid-1990s. Fun fact, if you're an old dirt like me, you realize that the interface is extremely similar to other golf games that were available on Mac PC at the time. Despite looking similar, it took me a while to, please pardon the pun, to get into the swing of things playing on
God
the
damn
iPhone.
It, why?
You motherfucker.
Why?
You motherfucker. How far you hit the ball and how high and low you hit is determined with two quick movements of your right thumb. There's supposedly a way to give the ball some spin, but I never had much luck with it. It also caused me to whiff a couple of times, but more on that later. The game gives you right different... What the fuck, Jacob? Learn how to type. The game gives you right different golfers of varying skills. I'm going to guess 8 instead of right. The game gives you 8 different golfers of varying skills, none of which really matters because the game is ridiculously unforgiving. Not to say it's difficult, but the game will make you whiff on random shots, or you'll inexplicably hit water or trees despite being too far out to supposedly hit them. The courses are fun, but it seems like the game ramps up the difficulty after you've been doing well for 4 or 5 holes. It's very easy to fall from second place to 28th in one hole. Patience is needed for this game, and despite being a mobile game, I can't imagine playing this game in between classes or during a commute. It's a solid and decently fun game, but it feels like a game you need to be able to play alone and without distractions. Of course, even then you'll still get your ass kicked by the AI, but I found it to be a nice throwback to the golf games I played as a kid.
Cool.
Sounds like a try it to me.
Yeah, I would say so.
I can understand difficulty because it was originally an arcade game, so it's kind of meant to drop quarters in it. So, you know, old arcade games, you're going to drop money on. That's just how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I haven't been able to find... I still really want to get an actual machine version of Top Skater eventually. And those are expensive. Those are very expensive. Any kind of like arcade only game is pretty expensive because that was arcade only. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's got to be expensive to get a working one of those.
I can imagine. I mean, there's a lot of companies that repurpose a lot of those machines, so I'm sure there's ones that work. But
time to jump on eBay.
Yeah. Right. And then try and get it to wherever I'm located. That's the other fun part.
All right, next game to talk about, MX versus ATV Supercross Encore, developed originally by Rainbow Games, published by Nordic Games. It released July 15th for $29.99 on the Xbox One. It already came out a while back on the PS4. The bonuses for the Xbox One version, since it took so much longer to get to Xbox One, it includes two exclusive Supercross races, two exclusive Nationals races, two exclusive Waypoint races, five new rhythm racing tracks, and free ride mode.
Free ride mode.
Indeed. So the game, if you... Let's get this out of the way first. This is a port, an upgraded, enhanced port of the original MX versus ATV Supercross game on the PS3 and 360. So if you're coming into this expecting the most amazing 1080p visuals around, you're going to be in for
it. It ain't going to happen.
This, if you come into this knowing that this is a port, an up, I guess, I don't know if it's really an upgrade.
I wouldn't even say up-resed.
Well, the textures look really good. Like everything is crisp and clean. Are there some muddy textures? Yes, because it's a last gen game.
Clipping issues?
Oh, that's going to happen in everything, really.
It was happening pretty bad in that one.
It depends on what you were doing. In the actual racing, I didn't seem to have any kind of major clipping issues. In the free ride mode, because it's a new addition to this, I'm sure trying to repurpose that engine from last gen onto a new gen system could give some hassles with all new areas and everything else. And let's be fair, those free ride modes, those areas were massive.
Oh, yeah, they were huge.
I couldn't believe how big those free ride mode areas were. And those were just like extras.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I will say this, though. Like, that free ride mode, it looked like doo-doo. Like, I walked in. Just for some context, I came back to the area and I actually visited Joe, and he was playing this game when I walked in, and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, this looks like, this does not look good.
I think the only things that looked bad were some of the mountain textures, and I think
issues. Disappear. Yeah, they would disappear and show back in, and then like I don't know if it was the scaling or the what they were using, but holy shit. They looked bad. Like
some of the mountains definitely had some graphical issues to it, but overall I thought the game looked serviceable, especially in the actual career mode. You didn't get to see any of that stuff.
No, I didn't. Like, I only got to see the free roam. So yeah. I'm only commenting on the free roam aspect of the game.
And I will agree that some of those mountain textures, there were glitchiness to them. They just looked weird. But when I was just driving around in the free mode and doing tricks and shit like that, I wasn't paying attention to that anyway.
No. And there was one cool thing where he was like doing donuts in the sand, and the sand that it was kicking up stayed gone.
Yeah. Like I drove to the other side of the map and went back, and it stayed that way.
Yeah. So that was cool. But I mean, well, and this is only a $30 game?
$29.99. So it is a reduced price port of a last gen game. Up-resed visuals, I guess. Everything looks crisp and clean in career mode. There's tons of tracks in the game, tons to do. if you're understanding what you're getting into with this, like if you're just looking for a fun MX ATV game and you're not worried about the most up-to-date visuals and you just want a lot of content and a lot to do, $30 for this, I think, is a solid get.
Yeah, I mean, $30 isn't that bad, even though, like, what I was describing before, again, it was only in the free ride mode. Yeah. If everything else doesn't have those issues, I could definitely see this game, like, you know, I've seen people pay more for a game with less.
Yeah.
So.
And again, there is a lot of content in the game. Plus, yeah, with all the bonus races for the Xbox version, like, you're not going to be hurting for content. There is a lot to do in the game. So for $30... I think it's worth trying out. Give it a try. Give it a go. See if Gamefly has it or Redbox. If you're hurting for an ATV game and you just want to pick something up, $30.
It'll probably satisfy an itch.
Yeah, indeed. And if you don't have enough for what MXGP2 just came out, I don't know.
I haven't followed the MX series in quite some time.
Yeah, that's different developer for MXGP2.
Oh, okay.
I think that one's from Milestone. I don't remember. But yeah, $30. Cool. Give it a try. Good stuff. Enjoyable. Fun. And that's what
fun.
Indeed.
Fun.
Next game, 10 Second Ninja X. Did you play the demo of that one yet?
I did not.
You punk motherfucker.
I know. You were supposed to remind me.
Developed by Four Circle Interactive, published by Curve Digital. It released July 19th. Standard price is $9.99. But it had a fun little promo going on where people who played the demo on Steam and earned stars would earn those stars towards lowering the price of the launch for the game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember you telling me about that.
So because of that, the launch price of the game is
$5.99. That's not bad.
Yeah. $6 for 10 Second Ninja X. I see Jake's is excited about this one. this is a 2D platforming speedrunning kind of game where all the levels in the game are broken down into 10 second chunks. Clearly, to get 3 stars on levels, it's going to take significantly less than 10 seconds for some of the stages. But you have a 10-second limit on each stage to figure out the path you want to run and destroy some robots. It starts off easy enough where you just hack and slash and shoot some ninja stars. You have 3 ninja stars per stage. As you go through the game, subsequent levels add in extra tricks like switches that open and close doors, lasers that can bounce and reflect your ninja stars, robots that require extra hits to kill. So the game is constantly changing things up and making it more and more difficult as you go through, which is good.
That's good.
There are 100 stages in the game.
Whoa.
So there is a lot to do in the game. There is also a marathon mode where you basically have to speed run all 10 stages in a world because everything's broken up into like 10 stage chunks.
Right.
There's a bonus little arcade game that you can unlock after you collect all these hidden CDs hidden through the game. There's secrets. There's just the actual story itself is fun and cute, and it's a really, really cool game. At $10 already, this was going to be a buy it. But if you're listening to this and it's still $5.99, you need to get it.
So that's an absolute buy it.
Yes, big time. Big time buy it.
Cool.
Especially the fact that they released it 40% off to launch.
Damn.
That's Damn. Cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good very stuff. Cool of them.
Definitely good stuff. I so far have 150 stars in the game out of 300. So I'm going to keep
halfway
working.
There.
The funniest part is the name of the achievement is Whoa, Halfway There. And if you get all 300, it says, whoa, living on a prayer.
Wow, goddammit.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Of course it does. And even the little arc, the bonus arcade game in there, the nun fighting game, I've sunk way too much time into that.
Really?
Yeah. The achievement for that is fucking brutal. I'm sure Jake will get it in like 2 temps.
Yeah. 5 seconds, actually.
Yeah, probably. Next
He'll
game
just look
talk-
at the game and it'll just pop the achievement.
That wouldn't surprise me. It really wouldn't with how quick he gets through shit. Yeah. Next game is called Cast of the Seven Godsends Redux, developed and published by Raven Travel Studios, releases July 20th for $6.99. This is like an old school 2D platformer action game.
Okay.
This is the one that you played.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Now I remember.
Do you want to give your thoughts on it first?
All right, hold on. Let me make sure that I've got the right one, because I kind of breezed through a bunch of games when I came up to see you. This was
Cast of the Seven Godsends.
Okay. I just want to, like, see it and make sure.
Old school 2D platformer, a very Ghosts and Goblins-ish.
Did I? I don't remember. Oh, I did play this.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Because you got to the second section that I got stuck on for a while, too, with the ghosts and the falling out floors and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah, I remember. You have, like, the different gods that you can call down.
It's like a mix of Ghosts and Goblins and Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It had the birds.
Yeah. Xylo's heading out. I know Zach headed out already, so thanks for hanging out, people in the chat who hung out for the contest and are now going to bail on us as we review games.
It's okay, I understand.
Nikki's not allowed to leave, though. She has to stay forever.
You're stuck.
We gave you $1,000 in prizes. Well, we didn't yet. I'll do that later.
Not yet. Technically, yet. She hasn't received anything yet.
You ain't get shit yet.
He's got to sit there and think about what you did.
Xylo will try hard not to troll so hard next time. What? You didn't troll hard. Step your game up.
Step your game up.
So yeah, give us your thoughts on Cast of the Seven Godsends.
From what I remember, I think I only played it for like 10 minutes. I think I'm trying to remember what the main issue that I was having with this was.
I know for me, the biggest issue is that it is a frustratingly difficult game. And a lot of that comes down to, like, especially in the second stage, those ghosts, like never ending ghosts or never ending spawning enemies, that mixed with the platforming, it makes the game seem unfairly difficult.
Well, I mean, I got the aspect that you were supposed to try and, like, spawn in enemies more, you know, creatively, kind of like how Ninja Gaiden is. Like, sometimes you can kind of, like, you can get one of the enemies to despawn if you go to a certain, like, certain portion of the stage.
Yeah.
And it's things like that that are, like, absolutely necessary in these types of games to progress and to move forward. But there was something about it. Now I can't remember because it was a while ago when I played it, and I only played it momentarily.
The other thing that irritated me was the controls, where jump and shoot, I wanted on different buttons.
Oh, that's right. And you couldn't remap them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing that I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, I don't want to say that they're massive issues, but they're just irritating enough that if, you know, the fact that the game is only $6.99 is a definite high point, where it makes it more of an impulse buy. And if you buy it at $6.99, you're not going to be like, oh, this game's fucking bullshit. Why did I do this?
No. I think the artwork is done pretty, like, decently. I think the animations are pretty smooth.
It's a fun game, but it is frustrating.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, I can see people getting easily frustrated with it. And if you do get frustrated easily, I would not give it a try.
Yeah, $6.99.
I would say at least try it.
Yeah, $6.99, I was going to say it. $6.99, it's a definite try it. If this was like a $14.99 game, it would be a deny it. But
yeah,
for $6.99, I could give this a try. It's a fun, enjoyable
game. See, but you know what? I don't even think I would go as far as a deny it, because like, just because a game is difficult, like, because it is difficult, some of it is inherently by the level design, but some of it is also by the performance and how it's like, you know, how it controls and stuff. I don't think I would ever go as harsh to say a deny it at a certain price point, because I think certain people are still going to really dig it for what it is.
Well, that's the joy of reviews, where we give opinions.
Yeah. Well, that's my opinion. I'm saying.
As it stands, $6.99 for the game is definitely worth trying it. It is fun. You just, if you were a fan of like Volgr the Viking, you'll get a kick out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you like old school, like Jake. Jake is going to enjoy this game.
Yeah, and again, it's got a very, very strong Ninja Gaiden feel. So if you like certain Ninja Gaiden games, you might dig it.
Yeah. So, yeah, give it a try. Good stuff. Enjoyable stuff, if difficult and kind of frustrating. But if you're a good gamer, you'll get past that. But yeah, we're scrubs on this show. We suck.
Not at everything, but most, maybe.
At most, yeah. A game I don't suck at, Dangerous Golf, developed and published by Three Fields Entertainment. This released June 3rd for $19.99, and it recently had a huge update to the game. Let me open up the PDF that gives info on all the updates. Mixing Arcane, about. And notes about the update. If you've previously played Dangerous Golf, the controls will default to the original dual stick, dual button controls. To experience the new controls, you can select simple smash breaker controls and one button to putt controls, one button drop. There is also a new tutorial to the game, which is narrated by Stryker from Burnout 3, if you remember them. Some of the new features that they added were, of course, the new control system, more control over teeing off, so they have free aim on the tee off, fast restarts, which was their biggest, like, that was one of the biggest gripes of the game when it first came out, was that if you wanted to restart a stage, it would take like 30 seconds to reload the stage.
Ugh.
And now it takes like 2.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It is such a faster, more enjoyable game to play when you're trying to go for high scores. Like if you're trying to get platinums on a stage.
Like what we were trying to do?
Yes. Yeah.
Because there is a co-op mode.
Yep, there is a co-op. There's a party mode, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, and we got to do the co-op campaign for a little bit. It's interesting. It's a fun little like time waster.
Yeah. Some of the other additions, they have a new smash wave. When you're putting, you can hit the button and it sends out like a shock wave to kind of help clear debris towards the flag. They added more farting sounds to the game. So they bumped up the rating to include comic mischief. I don't think it actually raised the rating of the game, but there's comic mischief in the game now. The frame rate is now a solid 30 frames per second, so they have optimized the game there. There are less frustrating holes on some of them, bug fixes, all kind of fun stuff like that. The game itself, if you've never played it, it is Crash Mode from Burnout.
But
with a disguised golf ball.
A golf ball.
Is it couch co-op or can you play online with friends? You can do both.
Both.
Chris and I played co-op on the same couch, and then they also have an online party mode.
So both.
So yeah, you can party up. Plus they have leaderboards, so if your friends have it, you can wreck their scores. Like Shiz Blacka had all of his scores wrecked by me because he's a scrub.
Oh shit.
He's a scrub ass bitch.
Those are fighting words.
Well, then he can try and gain his scores back from me. Yeah, if you liked the crash mode in Burnout, that was the one where you would drive into traffic and hit the A button to kind of blow up your car and then bounce from car to car to car, causing as much mayhem and destruction as possible. that's this game, but with a golf ball and with houses and rooms and bookshelves and mirrors and bottles of wine and champagne and a kitchen and food. And it's just, it's a shit show of explosions and debris and particle physics. Effects.
Yeah.
I could see where not everyone is going to get a kick out of this game.
No,
but
no, I could see that.
I fucking love it. Like the fact that we haven't had a new Burnout in a while, this helps a lot.
Really? That, yes. Like, it helps that much?
Yes. For me, yes, because I loved Crash Mode. Like, Crash Mode was my shit back in the day.
Yeah, it was, like, one of my favorite modes, too, but it was also half the fun of driving the car to smash it.
Yeah.
Not like...
Now you're driving a golf ball to smash it. And instead of cars, you're smashing into pianos and vases.
Vases. Vases.
A vase. There's a lot of fun twists as you get further in the campaign. They have stuff like hazard holes, where if you touch the hazard, it basically ends the hole right away, which you will curse at a lot. They have glue stages where you basically laser point aim to where you want to hit, and then you land on the wall, and you get to aim again.
And that's kind of cool.
And then there's glue stages with bombs where you land on a spot, and then when you shoot away, you drop the bomb where you were, and it just blows shit up.
Interesting.
There are, God, what are some of the other, there's warps that you can go into, which will just port you around the area. There are money flags where you have to, as you do more damage, it will reveal bonus flags that you can go into. And if you do bronze, then silver, then gold, then platinum, all in order, you get an extra bonus on top of that. And then you go to the final flag. There's different fun ways to putt where, like if you hold the trigger and hit back, you'll bounce it off the camera.
Okay.
Which is, you get a bonus for that. You get bonuses for ricochets. There's just so much weird, fun, different ways to earn points in the game. Finding hidden things, destroying, highlighted items on each stage will earn you 50,000 point bonuses, or if there's two of them and you get them both, you get an extra 100,000 point bonus. It's just ridiculous, over the top destruction.
It's different. It's very different.
I'm giving it a buy it. And the fact that they put out this update with so many fixes and improvements to the game makes it even an even better game. If you played it before and you were frustrated with the loading times or the difficulty, give it a try again. But update fixed a lot. So props to Three Fields for listening to feedback, fixing that stuff, and just making the game a better game.
Yeah. Yeah. They are very, it's a smaller design team. I liked, like, at the beginning of the game, they had that little splash screen that says, like, hey, we're a small team. People. Like, yeah.
But yeah, massive props to them. And I can't wait to see. I hope Three Fields, I hope they do a car game next. Like, I know they can't call it Burnout, but we'll know.
Yeah.
Considering they were the guys behind the original Burnout games.
Well, and they got the guy to do the voiceovers.
Yeah,
so.
Stryker. That was awesome to hear him again. So yeah, Dangerous Golf, $20. It is worth picking up. If you enjoyed, if you're a fan of golf games, maybe not. Like, this is not Tiger. This is Burnout Crash Mode with putting.
That's exactly what it is.
Next game is called Lichdom Battle Mage, developed by Xaviant, published by Maximum Games. This game originally released back on April 19th for $49.99, although it has seen significant sales since then, because when the game released, it was like a dumpster fire.
Ooh, ouch.
The Digital Foundry, you know, they do like their frame rate tests and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
They called it the worst performing game they've ever covered on their channel.
Wow.
It had, it had frame rate dips down into the like low teens.
Ooh.
The game, it just performed horribly when it came out. It got a lot of, yeah, dumpster fire smell bad. It had a lot like negative reviews came like crazy because the game played really well on the PC and on Steam. Everyone said when the console version came out, just get the Steam version instead. Because okay. It played well. It played like it should. Something happened in the porting process that the game was just a disaster. Now that they put out, we covered it on the show last week or the week before, they put out a massive patch for the game, and Digital Foundry actually covered the patch, and they explained that the game is fixed. The frame rate, it's a solid 30 frames per second on the Xbox One. The frames are unlocked on the PS4, so it can get upwards of like 50 plus, although it can also dip further into the low 20s. Digital Foundry said that the Xbox One version is probably a better one to try out than the PS4 because of the frame rate differences, where okay. it's easier to deal with a consistent 30 than a variable 50 to 20.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Because it just gets too jerky. When I played it originally on the Xbox One when it first released, because I picked it up myself and played it, I couldn't play it. The frame rate was terrible. There was incredible screen tearing. There was some kind of weird brightness issue only with the Xbox One version of the game, where the game was just, it was like there was a dim filter on it.
Okay.
It was very weird. The game was very, very difficult to play, and it gave me headaches, so I just stopped playing.
Yeah.
Maximum Games, they got in touch with us, and we gave the game another go with the patch, and I can confirm that the game is a lot of fun. The cool. game plays well, it is fast, it is fluid, it looks good, there's no screen tearing, or at least if there is, it's very minimal that I didn't notice it. Everything runs smoothly. I've been playing it for hours. I am enjoying the fuck out of it. It is a first person, I want to say a shooter, but you're not really using guns. You're using magic.
Okay.
You have 9 different sigils that you can unlock through the game. You start off with fire and ice, and you can earn more as you go through the game, like lightning and telekinesis and mind-altering stuff and plague-related stuff. And you use that to fight your battles for you. You shoot people with fireballs, or you can freeze them with ice and then hit them with fire for a critical hit. The right trigger is shooting. The left trigger is blocking, where you put up kind of like an ice shield or something. You also have an area of effect Nova attack that you can use. As you defeat enemies or you destroy items in the game, you can get sigil upgrades, which there's 2 different ways to handle it. They have a smart inventory system, and they have a manual inventory system, where you can manually go through and combine different spells with different upgrade items to get different results and different bonuses or effects to the spells. Or in the smart one, it basically just tells you when you can upgrade, and it upgrades for you.
Okay.
So if you're more concerned with just, you know, blazing through the game and killing things, you can use the smart inventory, and it makes it very user friendly. You just upgrade when it tells you to upgrade and have fun. If you want to be more controlling over what you upgrade and how you upgrade it, you can do the manual way. But yeah, the game, it's like every complaint that I had when the game originally came out is fixed. Except the game is still dim on the Xbox One.
Except.
Yeah. I contacted Maximum. They said that they couldn't find a way to fix it. I don't know what the problem is. it's like I just wish there was a brightness slider in the game. It felt like the one time I started up the game, everything looked good, and then as the textures loaded in, because when you it's a bigger game, there is still like big loading times in the game, although the 3+ minute loading times of before have been cut basically in half. They're still loading times. They're just not nearly as bad as they used to be. It's much more manageable. But when the game loads up and the textures are still coming in, the game looked good, and then out of nowhere, it got dim. So I don't know if there's some kind of weird filter in it that's just turning on, or if like there's a hidden brightness control in the game that defaults to all the way down. I don't know what it is, but it's irritating. It doesn't make the game unplayable by any stretch of imagination, but it's just a nuisance. Like, I need to turn the lights out to play.
That's weird.
Yeah. But like I said, all the other problems, loading times are halved, the frame rate is fixed, screen tearing is fixed, the game is a lot more enjoyable and playable now. And if you find it for $50, it's still worth trying. If you can find it on sale, like I've seen it down to $20 or cheaper on Amazon before, it's a buy it.
Cool.
It's a lot of fun. It is definitely worth checking out now. Now that it is fixed, yes, give it a go. And I'm someone who returned it when it came out, because I've never returned games, because I figured, you know, I bought a game, this is my choice, and it was basically unplayable when it came out, and they have listened to feedback and complaints, and they have worked hard, and they have fixed it.
Cool.
So yeah, give it a go. Give it a try.
What's next?
Two more games to talk about. These are going to be quicker reviews because we did interviews with them on our last episode. First up is Adventure Lamp, developed and published by Ryan Davis. Released July 15th on Steam for $11.99. Ryan talked about the game on our last episode, and I'm basically just here to give it my endorsement. It is a 2D platformer game with a hat.
With a hat.
Yes. The hat has fantastic fluid physics, and you actually use the hat to chuck at enemies or obstacles or switches to help solve the puzzle platforming stages.
Cool.
It's a fun, fluid, enjoyable game, and I'm trying to, we do have, that is in our prize package, I believe. So, Nikki, you'll get to play that game for free.
Well, there you go.
So yes, $11.99, definitely worth picking up. He did say that in hindsight, he wishes he had a lower price on it, but the amount of content in there for $12 is definitely worth it. And he is hoping to bring it to other consoles in the future, although he is working on a Wii version primarily.
Wii version primarily.
Yes. Because he's one of those guys where he wants to know, he wants to feel like, I have my game on a Nintendo system.
Okay.
We've heard before, and I totally understand that. He says that his game just feels like a Nintendo game. And it really does. It feels like a Nintendo game.
Well, some people just recognize the type of markets and hardware that works for them, and hey, by all means.
And then the final game is Ninja Pizza Girl, developed and published by Disparity Games, released July 20th for $14.99 on the PS4 and the Xbox One. It has been out on Steam for a couple of months now, and then hopefully later this summer it will also hit the Wii U. Actually, Jason, when he was on the show on our last episode, he confirmed that he prefers playing it on the Wii U. So, yeah, 2D, you played this one when you were here, didn't you? Yeah, you did. This is the one that you did the first person.
Yeah. So there's these little power-ups. So basically you're running through, you're running from point A to point B to deliver a pizza, and it's a side-scrolling parkour-esque type of thing. But there's incentive to go back and run through a level multiple times because there's multiple paths so that you can get all of the unlocks.
Collectibles.
One of the collectibles that you can use for unlocks, you can unlock Big Head Mode, which I thought was kind of funny, right?
Yep.
It was Big Head Mode. But then you can also unlock First Person Mode. And I did it, and I attempted to play, and it was extremely difficult. But the developer pretty much said, like, it renders the game unplayable.
Yeah. He said that he tried an achievement out on the first level just to make sure you could deliver a pizza with it.
Yeah, technically, which I did, yeah. And that was fine. And I got an achievement for it, and it was like, I can't believe anybody actually did this.
You weren't something supposed along to the do line. This.
Yeah. And it was like the first thing that I did in the game.
Yeah. The game is just fun and enjoyable.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very fluid. It runs really, really well. It's fun. It's neat. And that's a single guy, right?
Him and his family in their kitchen.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, that's great.
They had a handful of other people help them through the years, but for the most part, it was a family-made game, which is really cool. Yeah, if you want to hear more about Ninja Pizza Girl and Adventure Lamp, definitely check out episode 205, where we did interviews with both people, both of the groups involved with those games. Really good chats. I wish you could do more chats with us, Chris, because it's good stuff.
I know, my schedule just blows.
Yeah. Just like your face.
My face does blow pretty badly. I'm not going to debate that.
Man.
I think we're done.
I think so.
Stick a fork in there. We're done.
We're not even at 2 hours for this episode. What are we doing?
What do you mean?
So, Chris.
Yeah?
What are you playing?
I'm playing some Hearthstone. I'm trying to build up my collection, and I only have, like, I'm only missing, like, 200 cards to complete my entire collection. So I'm trying to work on that, because it's probably going to be one that I attempt to stream. Been learning a lot of songs, practicing, laying down a lot because I'm in pain.
Yeah, when are you getting that fixed?
I have another appointment Thursday? Thursday.
Nice.
We'll see what goes on with that, but yeah, I haven't really been. I would love to be playing Pokemon Go, but I can barely fucking move. So, there's nothing but Rattatas and fucking Pidgeys everywhere. So I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there was a video that was circulating around Facebook that was like a new version of the Poke Rap.
Yeah.
For Pokemon Go. And it's just
Rattata, Pidgey, Rattata, Rattata, Pidgey, Rattata.
And I was just like, "Oh my god, it's too real! It's too real! I can't do it." I played some Overwatch today because I wanted to. You know, that's pretty much the only games that I play anymore. I'll just like, they're just Blizzard games: Diablo, Hearthstone, and Overwatch. What else is new? And Kerbal Space Program. That was it.
Well, for next week on the show, you'll be able to give Sword Coast Legends a try.
Yep. And I think depending on, I'm going to wait and see. I might have food ready, but Joe, if you would like to, I was thinking about picking up, what was the name of it again?
Mojo Rampage.
Full Mojo Rampage and co-oping it tonight with
Full
you.
Full Mojo Rampage Jackson.
That one.
Stanima.
Stanima. Yeah. So hopefully I'll be playing that a little bit and, yeah. So that's what I'm planning on doing. How about you? You've been doing pretty much all review stuff, right? So.
Basically. Yeah. I finally picked up a game for myself last night.
What was that?
Sword Coast Legends, which we just got to review earlier today. So now it is a review game.
Well.
Like $20. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to hear back on this one. Fuck, I heard back on this.
Lol.
But hey, at least now this means you can give a game a go, and it's not just me talking for 2 hours on this show anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel bad that I can't contribute as much, but it's just my schedule just blows.
I know.
So
now you can contribute.
Yeah.
And we'll play it together.
Yeah.
Then I might I'm
excited. That one looks cool. It looks neat, so...
After we finish this episode, I might have some other stuff that you could check out as well. But for now, I think we're going to wrap up this episode. This has been a hectic week for us. We are now the Scoring More Laughter podcast.
Yeah. Scoring More Laughs.
Scoring More Laughs. It's exciting. It is exciting. And we just gave someone
a lot of shit.
Shitload of free games tonight.
Like, that's a lot of shit.
Like, a lot. I'm like, they're going to get more because not every, like, we don't have everything yet.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick,
there's going to be prizes trickling in, just like.
You're going to have, like, way too much shit to play.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Should we go down the list one more time of, like, everything that they're getting?
I don't think that's necessary. There's a lot. There's a lot. And we already know the winner.
Yeah.
So the people aren't going to want to hear what they could have won and they didn't win.
Or they'll hear this and be like, I should pay more attention next time.
Well, I mean, you can't guarantee that either.
True. Very true. Hey,
people are going to do what they're going to do.
Follower on Twitch. Shih Tzu on you.
Shit. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Nice. 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 But yeah, it's been a crazy week of shows. It has been a fun, exciting run with this SML 200 contest. This is probably the coolest contest we've ever done. So thank you to everyone for listening and for being a part of this contest. We apologize if you didn't win, but we knew from the beginning only one person was going to get the big prize.
We like going big.
Go big or go home, bitches.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So music this episode, shit, I don't know.
What do you want?
I've been so focused on organizing this contest that I didn't. How about Undertale?
How about Undertale?
It was on sale over the weekend on Steam with the soundtrack. So I just said, fuck it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
I've heard so much about the game, so I figure I'll give that a go soon. So, yeah, music from Undertale. Feel free to keep in touch with our show at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. You never know when we're going to have more contests and more fun stuff going on. Make sure to follow us on Twitter @thesmlpodcast. And we're on Facebook now, too.
Yeah, so we got a Facebook.
Find us on there as well. Just search for The SML Podcast and you will find us. Join the party everywhere. Just join us. Be a part of this with us.
Yeah, we like having more people than just the two of us.
Yeah,
it's a lot more fun that way.
So, Chris, do you have any final words to end this episode?
Long live D.Va since she got a buff.
Why does it always have to be Overwatch with you?
Well, because it's like the only thing that I can relate to right now.
We'll be right back.